Good evening. Here is the 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashu Tiku. First, the headlines. Annual voters registration in Cameroon will end in less than an hour for this year. The unique identification number for secondary school students in Cameroon will go operational in this 2024-2025 school year. The under-20 Lionesses are currently losing by 0-2 to Mexico in their opening match at the World Cup in Colombia. The news in full. The voter registration process for this year in Cameroon that was supposed to close at 2 p.m. today has been extended to midnight. The instruction was given by the Director General of Elections Cameroon, Lekam, Dr. Eric Esose, after a visit to some registration centers in Yaoundé. Ngu Henry.
The visit took the Director General of Elections Cameroon, Elecam, Dr. Eric Esusi, to the Yaoundé 3 Council Branch in Simeon and a voter registration center at the Efulangpong neighborhood, still in the municipality, barely 2 hours to 2 p.m., the initial closing time for the revision exercise for this year in the country. Be it at Simeon or Efulang, eligible voters turned out in their numbers for the registration process. Some of the latecomers say they were surprised to hear that the exercise that began on January the 2nd rounds off this Saturday, August the 31st.
I'm called Volta. I didn't know the last day for registration. I should run and come and register as fast as possible. So I forgot about the last day. They told me that I should line up here. My ID card in my hand and then I will do the registration.
The Lekam boss, Dr. Eric Esusi, reminded them that voter registration is a civic responsibility and instructed his collaborators to ensure the registration of all those who turned out at the council branches across the nation till midnight. He says the exact number of eligible voters registered this year in the country will be made known in the days ahead.
Ngo Henry reporting. Many Bafoussam city dwellers rushed to Elecam subdivisional branches today to get themselves registered. Most of the last day eligible voters blame their last minute rush on professional constraint and proximity challenges. Isaac Ngonkum reports.
As the saying goes, it is better late than never. And so it was for the hundreds of potential voters in Bafoussam who turned out in their numbers to register before Elecam declares closed the annual revision of electoral registers for 2024. Unlike any ordinary year, this year's revision is crucial as only those duly registered will enjoy the citizen rights and privilege of electing the President of the Republic for the next 7 years on the one hand, and members of parliament and municipal councillors on the other, a privilege too dear to neglect. Reasons why this young lady, who for professional reasons has been working in Bamenda, Northwest region, had to hurry back to the Bafoussam 1 Elecam branch this last day of August to register. After completing the registration modalities, Camden, in his early 40s on his part, breathes a sigh of relief for finally having his name in the book of decision ahead of the church electoral calendar in the country. Considering the huge number of last-minute registration candidates, Elecam officials in the region have brought in additional registration kits to reinforce the operational capacity of subdivisional branches in registering the maximum number of potential voters. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bafoussam.
Registration into the electoral register guarantees every elector to a fair and free choice on who becomes the next president of the republic, municipal or legislative official of their locality or constituency. And as a political desk editor Alben Jembode reports, this makes the registration into Elecam list and effective voting more a civic responsibility.
The registration of over 600,000 potential voters in 2024 is the best score in the registration exercise since the February the 9th, 2020 legislative and municipal elections. This probably due to the twin elections that were expected in February next year and the presidential election considered the mother of all elections. But that notwithstanding, it's always important for every Cameroonian of 20 years and above to be registered, for elections are a privileged moment to have a say on important issues affecting the life of the nation, from roads to waste disposal, the right to decent housing, access to education and health care. Within our present context, especially in the northwest and southwest regions, it is a perfect reminder that the power of the ballot is far bigger and better than the power of the bullet. Elections give the citizenry the power to choose not only their own local representatives, but also their president, who incarnates the institutions and mandated with the prime responsibility of taking care of their well-being. Therefore, if you don't vote, others will choose for you. Even though over 600,000 potential voters may be considered an encouraging figure, it is far below the electoral potential of Cameroon. And remember, it is never a good decision to wait for the last minutes.
Political Desk editor Albert Jembonde reports. The Minister of Secondary Education, Nalova Lyonga, has announced that the unique identification number for secondary school students will be implemented in the 2024-2025 school year. The Secondary Education Minister disclosed the information during her back-to-school campaign in Fako Division this weekend. Details with Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebi.
Among the innovations for the 2024-2025 academic year is the unique identifier which will provide secondary school students with matricule numbers. It is said to help students pay fees easily and ensure proper follow-up of students by their teachers. Professor Nalova Lyunga is the Minister of Secondary Education.
From the time when they get into school to the time when they graduate, they are using only one number. And through that number, you can get everything concerning the student, whether it's health, whether it's social, whether it's academic, all that information is inside.
During the event, back-to-school items such as books, pens, pencils, iPads were handed to students from different schools in Fako Division.
I received a tablet with books, pencils. I want to say a very big thank you to the Minister of Secondary Education.
I feel good. I didn't think you'd just come to this. I feel very, very happy. I'll use it for learning, so I'll do more better next year.
Also present at the event was a representative of parents, Chief Benjamin Etwe, and other administrators who encouraged students to be disciplined and study hard to produce better results this academic year. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CRTV, Limbe.
Some 119 laureates in the Mayo Sava Division of the Far North Region have received Excellence Award from the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in Charge of Public Contract, Ibrahim Talba Mala. The Excellence Award, which is in its 23rd edition, was also an opportunity for the Mayor of Mora, Chitima Hamidu, to hand over minimum packages to heads of educational establishment in his municipality. Amos Eno Nyaket Agbo.
119 laureates drawn from 37 schools in the Mayo Sava Division were the happy beneficiaries of the 23rd edition of the Excellence Awards of the Minister Delegates at the Presidency in Charge of Public Contracts, Ibrahim Talba Mala. The laureates received didactic materials, with 8 of them receiving bicycles to facilitate their movement to schools. While thanking the benefactor, the laureates promised to work hard so as to be deserving in the future. Minister Talba Mala used the opportunity to call on all sons and daughters of the Mayo Sava to ensure a proper education of their children, insisting that education is the key. Despite years of insecurity due to Boko Haram atrocities, the Mayo Sava division is fast recovering, with socio-economic activities gaining steam. Mora, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
The Director General of Taxation, Roger Meyong Abad, has assured private sector stakeholders in the tax chain that their proposals will be presented to the Minister of Finance. This was at the end of a series of consultations with the private sector in view of the drafting of the 2025 finance law. Scholar Maloke has the details.
For 3 days, the Director General of Taxation, Roger Mayong Abad, met with several professional associations who presented different proposals aimed at drafting the 2025 finance law, as he explains.
We work very hard with the all organizations, with all the taxpayers, with all the sector. It was very, very interesting. We collect more than 255 propositions. We'll do the report for the Minister of Finance. Some of them which are relevant, we'll suggest our minister to put in the fiscal law.
The 4th day of the Director General of Taxation's stay in Douala was characterized by a visit to the 3 decentralized tax centers in the littoral, where he reminded his collaborators of what is expected of them.
The Minister of Finance, he said, we need to work very hard to meet our target. Littoral region is economic capital, and here we have a lot of taxpayers. So we need all the taxpayers to do their declaration, to pay their tax. Concerning personal income tax, we told them that here we have the biggest potential in personal income taxes. Here you have a lot of big companies where the people earn a lot of money.
In 7 months, the performance of the 3 regional tax centers in the littoral has moved from 7% to 8% compared to the same period in 2023, and the Director General of Taxation urged them to do more. Scholar Maloke, CRTV News, Douala.
And in sports, the under-20 Lionesses are currently losing to Mexico by 0-2 in their opening match at the World Cup in Colombia. The second half of the match will resume in some few minutes from now. And in more sports news, the Indomitable Lions head coach Mark Breese published the list of 24 players to defend the country in their upcoming AFCON Morocco 2025 qualifiers against Namibia and Zimbabwe. The list was published yesterday evening on the Cameroon Football Federation digital platform. Ben Collins, Nyeberewo.
24-year-old Boris Eno Takang, who plays for DC United in the U.S. Major Soccer League, is the only newcomer among the 24 called by head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breese. Frank Magri of Toulouse in France, whose last appearance in the Indomitable Lions den dates back to the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations in Côte d'Ivoire, is coming back to combine in the attack line with Christian Basogo, Brian Bomo of Brentford in England, Captain Vincent Aboubakar, Didier Lamkelzi, George Kevin Kudu, and Jules Amanko of Astral Football Club of Douala, who scored 22 goals in the league and 2 in the Cup of Cameroon. There are 5 midfielders: Andre Frank Zambuangisa, Carlos Baliba, Olivier Cham, Martin Hongla, and Ivan Niu. With the absence of Jean-Charles Castelletto at the defense compartment, coach Mark Breese has renewed his confidence in Christopher Wo, Harold Mokoji, Mike Ngandu, Guy Marcelin Kilama, Fai Collins, Nou Tolu, Jackson Chachua, and Ivan Nyabeye Dibangu. Andre Onana of Manchester United is expected to lead at the goalpost compartment that has Simon Omosola and Simon Ngapandwentbu. Under coach Mark Breese, the Indomitable Lions have played 2 matches, FIFA World Cup qualifiers, a 4-1 win against Cabo Verde in Yaoundé, and a 1-0 draw with Angola in Luanda. Their next 2 games against Namibia in Yaoundé and Zimbabwe in Kampala, Uganda, will set the pace for the team's campaign to next year's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco.
Ben Collins, Nyeberi, were bringing us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. But before going, just announce that the score for the under-20 Lionesses is 2-1. And it is Mexico that is still leading. That brings us to the end of the news read by Harrison Ashu. Tiko.